jump, jump, jump.
Hi, yes, a good Monday morning to one and all. Taz of the Moose with you on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio, as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way, Bogish, with your updates. Hopefully everyone enjoyed themselves their great holiday weekend. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Your number to call. Taz back in the fold here on this Monday morning. What's going on, Taz? How was your fourth, all right?
Moose, not bad. I hope yours was good. It was pretty good. Everybody was safe, I'm sure, right, on your place?
Everyone's safe. Everyone's good. Yes, thanks for asking.
I was
yourself, all right?
Good. Everything was good. No major issues with the fireworks, but, you know. But the food was great. Barbecue City, and how about you, barbecue?
Yes, we had a barbecue. It was nice. Yeah, a little bit of hot dogs, hamburgers. Yeah. It was good stuff.
You told me you were going to keep it simple. I remember you said that.
Yes.
Nice and simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're over at my brother-in-law's house. He doesn't, you know, him, he's got the smoker.
Yeah.
So it's always a big deal.
Nice.
You know, so,
yeah, what do you guys have?
He goes pulled pork, ribs. I mean, dude. Oh, but quick story, a little incident with the ribs. The ribs are so juicy, no lie, they fall off the bone. Like, this guy's, I told you, he's a great barbecue enthusiast, whatever you want to call it. And so I'm sitting on this, like, spindle, like, rocking chair type of his patio chair he has. There's 40 people there, right? I got my own spot right near, like, the little garden. There's, like, a mulch thing right off the paving stone, right by the outside bar area. He's got a beautiful backyard. Puts a lot of money in his yard, right? And I'm eating this rib, and all of a sudden, the ribs, the meat, fall off the bone, so I bend down to pick it up off the floor and, you know, and put it on a napkin and throw it in the trash. And as I sit back down on the chair jimmied back a little bit and one of the legs went into the mulch. So as I sit back,
lost balance.
You see what's going on.
Yeah,
I'm starting to sink and I'm falling backwards, which we're calling the wrestling business, take a bump. And my other brother-in-law, sitting next to my brother Rich, is like, Oh no! I'm like, dude, relax. I'm falling. I go, it's okay. It's no big deal. Like, falling's like my thing. And I fall into the flower bed in the backyard. This is no BS. In front of like 40 people. My wife's like, oh my God, did you pass out? I'm like, no, I didn't pass out. I'm laying there upside down on the mulch. I swear to God. I got my kid on the other side of the yard. He's laughing. Right? I mean,
was worth it.
Yeah. Dude, I was there 5 minutes this happened.
Five minutes in.
I'm eating ribs and falling. Not even drinking.
Yeah, when pregame?
Dude, I don't know what
happened. Your wife's asking if you passed out already.
I know.
Start the party early.
Well, I guess she was just being a wise guy to try to break the tension. Everybody was scared. Like, oh my God, Taz dropped. That's it. So I don't know.
You just dusted yourself off and went back to eating the ribs.
I actually did. I had about five of them. They were delicious.
Good. You tell me your brother-in-law's a great
cook. He's a real good barbecue cook, man.
Nice.
Brisket. You were like the brisket. It was nice brisket.
Well, I mean, a smoker is great. Oh, that's legit.
It really is legit.
And that is, that's craftsman's work. I mean, that's not easy to do, and that takes a lot of time.
That's the thing.
That's not throw it on the barbecue in 10 minutes, and you got, that's 10, 11 hours, especially when you're looking at a brisket.
Correct.
Not necessarily ribs, but a brisket takes a long, long time to do.
Part of the thing, one of his sisters is my wife. My wife's got a big family, one of nine, as you know. And they bring the sides. So, like, my wife, she makes a real killer mac and cheese, like, tremendous mac and cheese. I told her I want to buy a food truck and have her just cook mac and cheeses. She's like, no, I'm good.
Nope.
And my other sister-in-law, she makes, like, a nice Spanish rice with the beans.
Oh, nice.
And there was some other sides, some macaroni salads and whatnot. But
that's a legit barbecue right there.
He goes big. I told you, he don't play around.
Not just that, but the sides as well.
The sides,
you
the food was
pretty
great.
Well.
Oh, ate like a king, fell on my rear end.
Is that a double doozy barbecue where you go back for more later on, or is that just a one trick pony?
Correct the mundo, sir. I don't know how you realize that, but you are correct. It is you go back later on because there's more. He's got a warming tray.
Oh, that's great.
In his outdoor barbecue.
Great.
Like a big, like I said, he put a lot of money. Well, he works hard. He owns his own business.
Well,
and he's a hard worker.
Oh,
self-made
good for him.
Guy.
Yeah.
And you would have loved it. We had a lot of convo about Kawhi, all of me, my brother-in-laws, some of my nephews. It was a lot of NBA Kawhi chatter. It was like listening to Taz and the Moose, but not as good as us.
There you go. Very nice. Well, I'm glad you had your good food.
No, we had a good time.
Dusted the mulch off and got back to the barbecue.
Yeah, and my kid's like, hey, you got to, like an hour later, he yells across the yard, my son, wise ass, ain't that God, you got a grass stain on your forearm.
That's
and
funny.
Everybody, of course, chuckled. It was funny. Remember when he fell an hour ago? That was nice. Thanks, bro. Oh, when I get older, they're so nice.
Right. You know, I wonder where he got it from.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. His mom. Right. His mom.
We got a lot to get into, and Kawhi's going to certainly lead the conversation as he makes the decision late. I mean, very, very late, where, you go to bed on Friday night East Coast time and still no decision comes down. You wake up early on Saturday morning and Kawhi Leonard is a Los Angeles Clipper. Not only is Kawhi Leonard a Los Angeles Clipper, so is Paul George a Los Angeles Clipper. That came down right around, I don't know, 1, 2 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday morning. So if you were up late on the West Coast, and you probably were, you got the full feel of it as this was all going down, Taz. The initial reaction is, the Los Angeles Clippers really kind of saved the league. In no uncertain terms, where they, prevented the big three from the Los right. Angeles Lakers with LeBron James, with Anthony Davis, and with Kawhi Leonard, where they would have been an even money favorite to go win the NBA championship. They prevented that. They now bring the word parity into the league. But Leonard, who, as he told and texted Nick Nurse, who told you in out in Las Vegas as the summer league is going on, he wanted to go back home. And there's nothing, as we discussed it last week with the Leonard decision, if you want to go back home, you want to go back home. Buys a $13.3 million home out in San Diego. He grew up in, Los Angeles, just outside Los Angeles, I think about 90 minutes outside, went to San Diego State. The belief was he wanted to play in Los Angeles and eventually made his way to Los Angeles, but not a Laker. He's a Clipper.
Yeah. I was surprised, like we talked about a lot, I really thought he was going to stay with Toronto, but, as Kawhi would do, cause it's tough to figure him out as we've talked about a lot. He makes a left turn. Everybody thinks he's going to go towards the right or bad on the right, which be the Lakers or, Toronto. He makes a left and goes to the Clippers, which, I didn't expect him to do that. I thought if he was going to leave Toronto, he would go someplace where he really has a strong chance to win a title again and hook up with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and whatnot. But, the Clipper thing, listen, I get wanting to go home. I understand that. I personally think, I'm just armchair quarterbacking from a way far. If I were him, I would have stayed in Toronto. But you know what? He wants to go home, like you said. Him with Paul George, and he feels like they're going to do something special there with the Clippers and what they're going to, work on doing there, whatever. He's got a couple other good players there on that roster. His name Beverly's on that team there, and, Harrell. They got talent on the team, but it's just not, if I had to pick Moose, I would think if between the two L.A. teams, I thought he would have probably went to the Lakers beforehand, even though I know he probably didn't want to play second or third fiddle to LeBron James or Anthony Davis. But the Clippers thing did catch me by a teeny bit surprise. You weren't surprised?
I was not, because last week, I worked Thursday and Friday. And when Chris Carter came out with the report, who's close to Kawhi's uncle, he was going to go to, this was Carter's now opinion, he came out with the opinion that basically that he was going to go to a team that he felt would help him become the greatest player, continue on the ascent as being the greatest player in the world, and also help him win championships. And Carter said he believed that team was the Lakers. I reached out to a buddy of mine, I'm not going to name who is close to the situation, and he said, don't buy it. He said it's between the Clippers and the Raptors. And he said he believes the team that he wants is the Los Angeles Clippers, that it's not the Lakers, that the Lakers are being played and being run over, or not being run over, but being played here and being used as leverage. But he does not. His belief was he did not want the Los Angeles Lakers, what he was told. He wants the Los Angeles Clippers. And I talked about it on Thursday and Friday morning about that very fact. But he also said it's between the Clippers and the Raptors, and said the situation's very fluid, but he still believes that when push came to shove, they wanted to be a Los Angeles Clipper. Then when this deal went down, I reached out again, and I asked, are you surprised it went down the way that he did? He said, no. He goes, the Los Angeles Clippers had no choice. They had to pay the Kings ransom in order to secure Kawhi Leonard and bring Paul George aboard. And he still thinks that if the Clippers don't make that deal, that he's still going to go to the Los Angeles Clippers. He's not going to go to the Los Angeles Lakers, but he used the Lakers as leverage to force the Clippers' hand to give up what they gave up to go get Paul George from Oklahoma City. I mean, so I still thought when I went to bed Friday night that the Toronto Raptors had a chance. However, when he hops on that flight and leaves Toronto and heads back to the Los Angeles area and heads back to Southern California, Taz, you start to get the feel that if he wasn't going to sign the contract, if he didn't sign with Toronto when he flew there, that he wasn't going to sign with Toronto.
Yeah,
That's kind of the vibe that I got. And I was hoping upon hope that the information that I had at that time was right, that it was going to be then the Los Angeles Clippers, because the one thing I did not want to have happen is him to be a Los Angeles Laker.
Yeah, no, neither did I, and that didn't happen, which is good. For a super team and all that stuff, it would have been, it just would have stunk for the NBA. So I think that worked out good. Also, I think people, need to kind of tip their cap a little bit to the Toronto Raptors organization, because they really took the high road on this and wished a ton of congrats wished, thanked him basically for his time with the Raptors and winning the championship. And I thought the organization, the Raptors, took the high road there, and not that they would go out and bury him, but they didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to say nothing. And that had to really sting them a lot. And if you're a Raptor fan today, it's a little rough, because now you got to hope that some moves are made. But yet, you're happy you had a guy like Kawhi for a season and that you won it all.
And delivered.
Delivered
a championship. Correct. So, how scorned can you possibly, if you're the Raptors, you took the gamble knowing that it could potentially only be 1 year. I mean, it can't hit you as a total complete surprise, Taz?
Right.
That you knew that he wanted to be in Los Angeles, or that was the going belief at that stage. They traded for him knowing that. They were hoping that they were going to be able to convince him in order to stay, and they just couldn't. I mean, they had conversations with Oklahoma City about both Westbrook and Paul George. The initial report was that they did not want to give up Pascal Siakam. Then that gets flushed out a little bit more, that they just did not have enough assets to trade to Oklahoma City in order to get a deal done for both Westbrook and Paul George, or even just Paul George. So, he ends up going to the Los Angeles Clippers here, does Paul George. And Kawhi Leonard, as quiet as he is, Taz, works behind the scenes. I mean, for all the information that is out there, and for all the people that say that they are in the know, nobody, I mean, for the most part, in terms of the Paul George aspect, was in the know.
No,
talked about the fact of
him
reaching out to Paul George, trying to convince him, Kawhi Leonard, calling him up, saying, you need to go to Sam Presti in Oklahoma City and request a trade, saying that I want to play with you. Him stepping into that meeting with the Los Angeles Clippers with Jerry West and with Doc Rivers, and basically saying, if you go get Paul George, then I'll sign on the dotted line. I'll be a Los Angeles Clipper. And then they went to work. And what Kawhi did brilliantly here, we are waiting, Taz. He was basically in a stall tactic in order to give the Los Angeles Clippers or others, or say the Toronto, enough time to be able to work out a deal with Oklahoma City. So as the Laker fan was running around thinking that, he's coming back to L.A., he's going to sign with the Lakers, as you had, Chris Carter and Stephen A. Smith and all these other guys saying he's going to be a Laker, going to be a Laker, going to be a Laker. what he was doing was he was giving the Los Angeles Clippers more time in order to pull off that deal with Oklahoma City, even to the point where he called the Lakers on Friday and said, you need to delay the Anthony Davis deal until Sunday to give the Clippers even more time.
Right. He controlled all the – he held all the cards.
Yeah.
And what did he do? He played those cards the way he wanted, and he kept them close to his vest. And the other thing is, too, which is hard to do when you're something like this, Moose, as you know, is to keep – if you're Kawhi, you know what's brewing, you know what potential could happen, and you got to keep your mouth shut. And it's probably easy for a guy like Kawhi because he's not on social media and stuff like that. But, a lot of times, the loose lips get out there because you're excited about what's about to happen maybe. And you're controlling everything. So you could kind of put out a narrative if one. Because we've seen a lot of high-end athletes do this, not Kawhi. And the Paul George thing was complete to me was like, I'm like, what? Paul George. I know he's a California guy, Paul George. It's another Cali guy. So
Los Angeles guy who Oklahoma City gambled on it, and give Sam Presti and Oak City a lot of credit because, and we'll get to the Westbrook stuff here momentarily, you know, put in a tough situation, makes the most of it, you know, gets a, you know, an all-rookie point guard from L.A. and also gets, you know, five first-round draft choices and the ability to swap two others. So now you want to say, okay, those Clipper picks are not going to be high picks based on the having Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. That's fine, but there's still assets to be able to move forward, and Oklahoma City really had no choice. I mean, they could have held on to Paul George, but once he requests that trade, if you're an NBA team, it's a player's league. They hold all the leverage, as you saw with the Leonard situation. And once George stepped into that office and requested a deal from Sam Presti, he had no other choice. He had to move Paul George, and now, you know, for the NBA, it's the best thing that could have possibly happened, Taz, because now there's no overwhelming favorite to win an NBA championship next year. You know, you can look at the, you know, the Brooklyn Nets are still a year away, but you could look at the Milwaukee Bucks, you could look at the Boston Celtics, you could look at the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, take your pick out west, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Houston Rockets, you know, if they get healthy. Klay Thompson returns, Thompson and the Golden State Warriors, now with D'Angelo Russell and Steph Curry and Draymond Green. I mean, there's a lot of ways to go in the NBA here in terms of who's going to win a championship, and there's no overwhelming favorite. I think that's great for the league.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely, it's great for the league. You know, it's if you look at the duos, that just these dynamic duos, you know, from Kawhi and then Paul George to LeBron and AD, Kyrie and KD, you know, with the Nets and just said like with Golden State, you know, I'm just saying these duos, it's not, to your point, it's not the overwhelming or whatever. There's three, four amazingly super high-end elite guys, so now that's a super team. There's parity all over, which is nice. It's gonna be a fun season as a fan.
Well, it's
gonna
be a great season to watch.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna look at it say, get me to the postseason, and right on the dotted line, that's gonna be the Golden State Warriors or LeBron's led team. It's not gonna be that. It's gonna be where, you know, there might be a favorite that separates himself over the course of the year, going into the postseason, Taz, but it's not going to be a favorite that can't be taken down. So I think that's great for the league. I do. And I think for Kawhi Leonard, him individually, who would have taken, a lot of heat if he went to the Lakers, because people didn't want to see that. The majority of the NBA fan did not want to see that outside of the Laker fan circle. Kawhi Leonard now goes to a team that hasn't won, that's looking to win, and if he's able to deliver them a championship, you know, he raises his resume even that much more. I mean, if he goes from San Antonio NBA Finals MVP, 1 year in Toronto, win an NBA championship, and then goes out to Los Angeles and wins a championship with the Clippers in a Laker town, think about that for Kawhi. So thank God for the Los Angeles Clippers, and good thing for Kawhi that, you know, he was not overwhelmed by LeBron and Anthony Davis, that he wanted to be a Laker and join the big three in Los Angeles as a member of the Lakers. He wanted to do his own thing with the Clippers. Great for Leonard.
Yeah, and I respect that. I respect that. He's not looking to whatever, and then, you know, to hang on, to do anything and be behind any other player, including LeBron James. You know, he wants to be the hood ornament. Even though he's not out there publicly and running his mouth, that's not his style, but he's a type A in regards to being an elite athlete, an amazing basketball player, an amazing NBA star. Maybe not a type A on a microphone, but, you know, in an interview or whatever, a press conference, but that don't matter. He's not going to give you, you know, any juicy stuff that he does in his life. He keeps it all quiet, but yet he wins. And he proved that this past season in Toronto. And you know, he won with a guy next to him. We'll see with Lowry. We'll see if he can do the same thing with George. And George is a much better player than Lowry, you know. So it should be.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Clippers can win a championship.
Oh, I think so, too.
George was a MVP candidate before he suffered that shoulder injury last year.
What is he, like 29, 30? He's young still.
Yeah, yeah,
like
I mean, 28, 29, something like that. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what Paul George is. But, you know, he's still an unbelievable player. And he's a great wing defender and can do it all offensively as well. There's nothing not to like about Paul George. The Clippers are one of the teams that are in the mix and can win an NBA championship. But, you know what? It was great news for the NBA. I think you wake up on Saturday morning on the East Coast, or you're up late on Friday night on the West Coast, and this news does come down, and you find out about it for the first time. Taz, it's great for the NBA. It's great for the association. Thank God for the Clippers. Good thing for Kawhi Leonard to head up, join the Clippers and not the Lakers. It is absolutely fantastic. I think if it was the Clippers or the Raptors, anybody but the Lakers, and he ended up not going to the Lakers, that is great news for the league, because now you go into it not knowing who's going to win. And for Kawhi Leonard, you know, I believe his reputation also was salvaged and saved as well. Instead of being a joiner, instead of being a guy looking to hook on to a super team, he was a guy that was looking to create his own path and continue to do it his own way. And even though people look at him and say, oh, he doesn't have much of a personality, he's got a great vision of what he wants to try and accomplish as an NBA player. He enacted out that vision on Friday night.
Absolutely, and obviously, in Kawhi Leonard's vision was Paul George, hence why he snagged him from the Thunder. So you got Russ Westbrook sitting there, as I'm sure we'll get into that here maybe in the next segment. I mean, we don't have a lot of time right now, but we got to talk about that too.
We'll get to the fallout in Oklahoma City. We're going to do that next. And we'll get to your calls as well at 855-212-4227. What's your reaction to Kawhi Leonard deciding to become a Los Angeles Clipper? Convincing, as Paul George said. Doesn't really say all that much in public, but he's one hell of a recruiter. And he recruits Paul George to request a deal. He's also his running mate in Los Angeles with the Clippers as well. So George and Leonard out in Los Angeles with the Clippers. Want your reaction? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Plus, the future of Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City. We'll get into that next. It's Taz and the Moose back together again on this Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, doing more. Brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. Home Depot, more savings, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. How about Brian Reynolds? Reynolds hit a go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh as the Pirates beat the Brewers 6-5 at PNC Park.
All right. We're talking a lot about Kawhi Leonard and what's going on. Heading to the Clippers. Paul George is with him. How good it is for the NBA. We were both dreading if Kawhi would have went to the Lakers, what that could have done with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, correct? So let's go out to Crab Country there. And to Baltimore, talk to Ken, listening on 1300 AM. Ken, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's going on?
Taz and Moose, Moose and Taz, good morning.
What's up, Kenny? Buddy?
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, check this out. To me, Kevin Durant destroyed the league. Kawhi saved the league. If Kevin Durant doesn't go to Golden State, there's no super team. Kawhi doesn't go to the Lakers, there's no super team. So now everything is in balance now. And this, I'm going to love this. I'm going to love watching all these teams compete on fair ground.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could look at the super team that's creating Miami, the big three up in Boston with the Celtics of Garnett, Pierce, and Ray Allen as well. I don't think Durant necessarily ruined the league, per se. I mean, LeBron James dominated the Eastern Conference, did he not? I mean, with what he was able to do in joining Miami and then was able to obviously join up with Kyrie Irving and then recruit and trade as the Cavaliers did for Kevin Love out there in Cleveland with the Cavaliers. So we've seen dominance before individually by LeBron, regardless of team, and then you saw the dominance of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, Moose, but you say dominance. I can't understand why some of us look at this all differently. Miami Heat wasn't invincible. The Celtics was not invincible when they had Ray Allen and all that. They were the best team, but they could be beat, and they were beaten many times. Once Durant went to Golden State, they were invincible. Everybody knows that if he hadn't have got hurt, Toronto wouldn't have beat them.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, that's fair.
I mean, so it's a difference between dominance and invincibility.
That's fair.
The Golden State Warriors was the best team, but they weren't invincible until they picked up Kevin Durant.
You know, Ken, let me just say something here. Oh. So I'm kind of let me just interrupt you, dude. I'm with Moose a little bit on this. Yeah, I see with the whole Kevin Durant ruined the league by going. I know a lot of people felt that way because it was a super team. I look at it like, look, I'm glad Kawhi didn't go to Lakers because I didn't want to see a super team either. But back to KD and the Warriors, that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. If a player wants to go wherever that team is, that he could go win a championship, that's up to the player. That's how I look at it. I believe in the player's got to do what the player's got to do to achieve whatever goal he or she has. So I don't look at it like that. You know what I mean, Ken? I get your drift. I do. And yes, as far as the invincible thing, I get your drift on that too. But you said, well, if Kevin Durant wasn't hurt, then Toronto, you know, wouldn't have won. But he was hurt, and that's part of that's part of the game, as you know, Ken. Guys do get hurt, you know, and then the team isn't really invincible because guys can get hurt.
Yeah, but if he's on the court, that team is invincible.
But he wasn't on the court, Ken.
Okay.
If my aunt had you know what, she'd be my uncle, like
no.
I said.
Yeah, but I do agree with Ken on this thing. They did have an
Ken.
Invincibility factor out in Golden State. And if I understand what, but if Durant was healthy, they weren't winning a championship.
I know but you guys are saying if, but it's like
sure
if,
but that's the but the point being no we under injuries do happen, but he's talking about the fact that the Golden State Warriors were even more dominant than
right.
even the other super teams, and that's a fair point. He's
right.
not wrong about that.
I know he was out the dominance.
He is right about
Ken.
That.
I understand that. I got
you know,
it.
The Golden State Warriors would probably be celebrating their third NBA championship.
Right.
Yes, injuries do happen in sports. He's just talking about the way that the team was put together when Durant joins them, nobody in the NBA could beat them.
Right. Ken, who's your team? What's your team?
I was a Boston Celtics team.
Fan,
I
right.
thought that they had a chance to do some good things until everything went haywire.
Mm.
But as what I'm saying, what you're saying is a player has the right to go where he wants to go. That's fine and dandy, but that's not what we're talking about. When you had Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili who built that team the right way like Golden State did, what if they was winning all those championships, if Dwayne Wade had a went there, they would have been totally invincible. And Dwayne was almost the second best player in the league at that time.
Right.
It was an invincibility. So let's pretend that Durant did not get hurt. Everybody was like hands down before the season. It's all over.
Yeah, well, you can. You're not wrong. I mean, you are right about that very fact that you were basically. And then when they added DeMarcus Cousins last year, you said it was just an embarrassment of riches. I mean, why even play the year? Just see you next year. And if they stayed healthy, you know, Golden State would have won another championship.
The if thing just drives me crazy. That's all. You know what I mean?
But, I mean,
it does on life. Like if I was 6'4", I'd be in the NFL.
No, but that's not.
Really.
But that. But you
I mean,
could
that's
do
how,
that.
That's how
could,
I felt when I was
right,
in college.
I understand.
Really?
I mean, but you could do that all. But the point is that how the team was put together.
Right.
I mean,
no, I got it. I got. It. I understand.
I know the if thing bothers you. You could say that about anything.
Right. That's it. That's my point.
I get it. But you will look back on history, and when you think about Toronto winning a championship, you will talk about the injuries to Golden State. Will you not?
We've talked about that. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. But I don't think anyone, and I know you're not saying this, is going to take away that the true champions were the Toronto Raptors. That's all. So
no,
at the end of the day, that's it. They won.
Right, they are the champions, but it's going to be.
No asterisks on it. Nothing.
No, I'm not saying that there's an asterisk, but you will talk about the injuries that, just as you have with other teams that have suffered injuries. In the finals.
If my Mets had a bullpen, we'd be much better than we are. How about that, right?
Well, right.
You know what I mean? You can go on and on with ifs, right?
No, yes, you can.
But I got it. Yes. All morning long.
Yes, you can.
Morning.
All right, yes.
Take it away. All morning long.
What's going on, Andrew? How you doing, buddy?
Moose Taz.
Oh, yeah.
Taz,
good morning.
Here's your report, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. U.S. Women's Soccer will parade through Manhattan Wednesday morning to celebrate their fourth World Cup title. Their 2-0 win over the Netherlands in Lyon yesterday, still less than 24 hours old. Jill Ellis is the first women's manager to win consecutive World Cup.
Amazing group of players, but an even better group of people. I mean, just fantastic resilience, just chemistry. Just they put their hearts and soul into this journey, and I can't thank them enough. It's been fantastic.
awesome. Ellis speaking
fired up
to Fox right after the win. She and her team just began the trip back home to the States. U.S. men's coach Greg Berhalter not celebrating a title this morning. They lost the far less important Gold Cup 1-0 to Mexico in Chicago last night. Berhalter wondering what could have been.
We need to score a goal in the first half. We need to put more pressure on them to keep creating those chances. And tonight, I think you saw as the match went on that they gained control of it and got the winning goal.
From Jonathan Dos Santos in the 73rd minute, Christian Pulisic and Josie Altidore had chances to score for the Americans in the opening 10 minutes, but did not. A tiny bit of breaking news from Kevin Durant last night. Right after the Nets made his signing official, KD posted his new jersey on Instagram with a number 7 on it. Durant has only worn number 35 in his 12-year career, but says it's time for a change for this new chapter of that career. The Nets made Rondae Hollis-Jefferson an unrestricted free agent as part of clearing the cap space for Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan. Hollis-Jefferson now reportedly signing with the Raptors. And the Mavericks and Grizzlies completed a sign-and-trade yesterday. Dallas gets guard DeLon Wright, who gets a 3-year deal worth $29 million. Memphis gets 2 future second-round picks. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich is out of tonight's home run derby in Cleveland with a bad back. But Yelich still may play in the All-Star game tomorrow. Oakland third baseman Matt Chapman replaces him in the derby. Milwaukee hits the break, only a half game behind the Cubs atop the NL Central. Chicago's Chris Bryant wishes that lead was bigger.
We want to be 10 games ahead. I mean, there's a lot more breathing room, you know, but it just hasn't gone that way for us this year. I mean, yeah, first place is great, but I think we've missed a lot of opportunities to separate ourselves, and that's kind of the frustrating part.
The Cubs enter the All-Star break in a 10-16 funk after yesterday's 3-1 loss at the White Sox.
Maybe later on we should do a little thing, Moose. Pick the winner of the Home Run Derby.
Sure.
Do
why not?
Pick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
for
I mean,
breakfast?
No. Pick. Come on now. Yeah. No, not breakfast.
Alonzo's isn't he not the betting favorite?
Well,
I believe he is.
But we're going to do this now? Or what do you want to do? You want to do it later on?
No, it was just conversation. No, we don't have to pick it now. It's just creating conversation. Okay, I think Alonzo is the betting favorite to win the Home Run Derby tonight in Cleveland.
Just trying to have a convo with you, Taz. It's real simple. It's not a segment. Calm down.
I was just trying to add to it. That's all.
All right, I missed a couple days. I'm a little rusty.
That's all right. But that makes sense. Let's do it. Yeah, we'll do that during the last update for Bogus.
And then we'll do the thing we said earlier during the break. Home run whatever that was. Remember? Something else we talked about during the break.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Right.
That
was
one.
A yeah. great
that
idea.
Was, save that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, everything Mike has written down here, we're doing different. That's
no,
basically.
Not everything.
So it's a regular day. they call it Manic Monday. It's the best day on the tennis calendar. All 16 fourth-round matches played today at Wimbledon. American Allyson Risky is down 4-1 in her first set against top-seeded Ash Barty. And 20-year-old Matt Wolf got his first career PGA Tour win yesterday, drilling a 26-foot eagle putt on 18 to win the 3M Open by
awesome.
One shot.
That's great. Eagle on 18 to win it by a shot. That's tremendous.
After a dude eagled 18 before him to take a one-shot lead.
It's crazy.
High drama. The 3M Open.
Oh, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Moose, let's go out to Sin City, Las Vegas. Talk to William. Listening to us on 1140 AM. William, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's
up, William?
Nobody cares about parity. It is not good for the league. People will tell you this nonsense to sound cool. It's not. Okay.
Why is it not good for the league?
Because nobody cares. Let's go back to every finals, with the exception of the one LeBron was in, that the Spurs made it. Nobody cared. But they watched the ones that the Lakers were in.
I don't think that's true.
How are the ratings this going?
Who watched the Spurs? Go look at the ratings number of the Spurs Nets final, just after the Spurs.
Well, I mean, you're looking at number one is the New Jersey Nets that doesn't have a core group to be able to draw from. I mean, that is also an oddity as well. I mean, the Nets were clearly, I mean, they were like a fourth class citizen when they were playing over in Jersey, as compared to where they are right now in Brooklyn.
You can go 80s, 90s, 2000s. Okay, you knew who was winning in 1996. They still watched.
I understand. I think it's
the NFL. Yes, when you only have 16 games, great, but not in the NBA.
So you think if Kawhi ended up in Los Angeles with the Lakers and not the Clippers, You think having you think if Kawhi ended up with the Lakers and it was they were an even money favorite to win an NBA championship, that's good for the league.
Yeah, because it's a story.
It's a story for how long?
Hold on. You look back in 2012, 2013, when they thought this parity stuff was great, and they crafted a collective bargaining agreement that basically made it so some of these small market teams could keep their players a lot easier and not have to compete with the bigger markets.
Right.
Okay. They got bailed out because LeBron James is in every single final leading up to that point. But if you take him out, you got OKC in the final, nobody cares.
You know, well, when you had Oklahoma City and Miami in the finals?
What's that?
You had Oklahoma City and Miami. That was the finals.
It was because there was LeBron James.
Hold on a second. William, let's have a conversation here, right? So if you want to say nobody cared about Oklahoma City when they had Westbrook, Durant, and James Harden, that's not true.
Okay. If they had faced the Miami Heat with that super team and LeBron James, nobody's going to care.
I totally disagree.
Well, William, you could just say nobody's going to care, and just you could say
look,
it.
Look at the numbers. You don't even have to take
It's about stars. So when you take a bunch of stars and put them on one team, of course you're going to care about that team. To your point, I get that part. I do. But to have parity where there's a couple of big stars on each, not each team, but on multiple teams. That's a big deal. That helps the league. That really does. Just like the NFL, man. There's a lot, as you notice.
It's not like the NFL.
No, hold on. You're not listening to me, dude. Okay, you're ready to jump down my throat, Moose's throat, because you're not paying attention. You come out here ready to hop. Just chill out, like Moose said, have a conversation. Otherwise, hang the phone up. Okay, what I'm saying about the NFL is there's star power on a lot of these teams, which is parity. I know you mentioned the NFL earlier and said it's different. I get that because there's less games. I understand that. But it's still about stars on teams, William. That's what makes, and you know that, right? You know
that's about stars on teams and markets. When you're sitting down in a collective bargaining agreement, you're not thinking, wow, what's going on in San Antonio and Oklahoma? You're thinking about the major markets and putting the stars there.
Well,
it may not be but I'm telling you, nobody cares about parity in the NBA.
Well, that's not true. I mean, William, that's just not true to say that nobody cares. You could say that nobody cared about the NBA Finals when this team was in and nobody cared. That's not true. I mean, as basketball fans, as Taz and myself, we care about it all. And the fans of those cities and what the NBA and the collective bargaining agreement they did, yes. What they did, Div, is gave the team with the free agent that had the rights to the free agent, gave them a better opportunity of retaining said free agent because they can pay that free agent more money. Not going to prevent a guy from leaving. Listen, Kawhi Leonard took a significant haircut to go to the Los Angeles Clippers, but it's one that he wanted to take because he wanted to play back home, and he believes over the course of it that he'll be able to make it up, Taz. But,
yeah,
I mean, what the collective bargaining agreement did. They wanted to make sure that their stars were evenly dispersed across the league. They do. I mean, I'm sorry, they do. If you think it's good for the league to create a super team with the Lakers, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not.
No, I agree with you, Moose. It's not. I mean, I get a little bit what the call is saying, but as far as markets and stuff like that, you put stars on a team. You put star. I don't care if it's a smaller market or not. I don't care what sport it is. And I understand the NFL is different, and he did say that. I get that. Look at the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns right now, they got star power on that team. I understand the NFL is different, but they got star power. And speaking of the great city of Cleveland, like you had mentioned to the call, I believe, when LeBron James, what he did with Cleveland. People cared about Cleveland. Okay, and you know
they
what I mean?
Did, but the caller's going to say, "Well, they care about LeBron James." Well, but that plays the point that you were mentioning.
He's on the team, right?
Well,
right.
But it plays to where it's a stars-driven.
Right, it's a star-driven league.
Well,
correct.
Right. And LeBron is the biggest star of them all. We know that.
Right.
I mean, just as you know, he's sending out an Instagram post in some parking lot in the greater Los Angeles area with him and Anthony Davis holding up the Davis 23 jersey.
I'm the best player in the world.
It's a strange photo.
That was a little weird. I agree. That was a little weird. I know.
All right. Well, yes.
I was about to do my job, but I guess we're going to break.
No. Right. Let's. We'll come back. Chris, everybody on hold. Hang in there. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. We'll get back to your busy calls. Reaction to Kawhi ending up with the Clippers. Do you think parity works in the NBA, or do you believe, like William in Las Vegas, nobody cares? Everyone wants to just see dominant teams, dominant players, dominant organizations. Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer performance. That's O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
You know, Moose, we're talking a lot about the NBA and about the parity in the league right now and what all these dynamic duos, are, as I like to call them, that are across the NBA. Let's go out to Richmond, Virginia, and talk to Chris, listening on radio.com. Chris, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. Hope you had a great holiday weekend and everything.
You too, sir. You too, buddy.
Thank you, thank you. My thing is, I'm all for parity. My thing is, if I woke up Sunday morning and I'm an OKC fan, I would want my general manager fired. And the reason is because Jerry West is a very smart guy. He traded 5 unprotected first-round picks, which is great.
Four unprotected.
Four unprotected, I apologize. 4 and then some other picks. But my point is, those unprotected picks are going to be nothing. I mean, Vegas has Clippers winning the championship next year. They're going to be one of the top 3-4 teams in the NBA. So it's going to be one of the 26, 27, 28, who knows what pick, all the way in the bottom. You might as well trade them for nothing. Jerry West got Paul George for nothing. He could have easily shot Paul George around and got better picks if Paul George did not want to be in OKC anymore. He still got him for 3 more years. He doesn't owe Paul George anything. And that's my thing. If I'm waking up as OKC fan, I'm upset.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
Yeah, I'd be upset too.
I mean, you know, I would be upset, but I also come to the understanding here. I mean, the problem is for Oklahoma City, they weren't winning a championship as they were presently constituted either. I'd be bothered, but it is a players' league.
Right.
And what you have to hopefully believe in is the vision here of Sam Presti. And yes, you have to look at those draft choices and say, well, they're not going to be all that high, right? When Billy King made that trade over the Brooklyn Nets, he wasn't expecting the Nets to hit the skids the way in the style and fashion which he did. Now, those players were older, significantly older than what Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, who were both in their 20s. So I don't think that argument does play, Taz. But I will say for Presti, he made the best out of a bad situation. Once Paul George requests that deal, he doesn't want to deal with an unhappy player for the year.
No, can't do it, man. Can't do it.
And he leveraged the Raptors and the Clippers against one another to get as much as he possibly can. I mean, 5 first-round draft choices, 4 unprotected, the ability to swap 2 picks as well. I mean, you're looking at a massive haul that Oklahoma City did get back in return, and now you got to see what Presti does with those assets because you can also trade up with those picks too. I mean, there is that potential down the line, or make a potential trade for another unhappy superstar in another spot.
Absolutely, and you know, and I wanted to say to Chris, but we hung up on him kind of quick, but you know, to the point you kind of just made there, Moose, you know, listen, you if you have a guy or a girl, a player on your team that wants to move on, doesn't want to be there, is not happy, I mean, it's very difficult to keep that player. You could try to talk to that player and try and work something out to keep him on the squad, but you can't have people with you, to the point just made, that Moose just made. You can't have unhappy people. It's just a bad environment for such a long season, for your locker room, for young players coming in. You just, you know, if someone's sour on a team, you know, if someone comes to a general manager, I want to move on, you know, it's just not like a whim. It's not like, yeah, you know what, I feel I'm not in the mood to be on this team anymore. I want to move on. You got to assume that Paul George put a lot of thought into this. You know what I mean? Once Kawhi and him worked it out. My point is, you can't keep someone around that don't want to be there. You just can't do it.
Well, right. And listen, we'll see what Oklahoma City does from here. But they're going to be facing the abyss here, because we'll see what the future of 30-year-old Russell Westbrook is as well. We'll get back to your busy calls. Daryl, Kathy, Cyril, hang in there. We'll get to you next. It's Taz and Moose on a busy Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.